foremost, just so everyone understands, due to an internet outage, we're not able to stream today. So there might be some extra cameras in the audience before the intro release, because we don't have that ability this morning. Also, there's an attorney-client session scheduled, potentially this afternoon at noon, just so everyone is aware of our layout for the day. So with that, we're now at a roll call, Madam Clerk, if you want to go ahead and do a roll call.
Ms. Farrell?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Moore?
Here.
Ms. Frank?
Here.
Vice Mayor Bolt?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Here.
Mayor Patrasche?
Here. All right, we will start with the invocation, and the pledge will be led by Ms. Moore.
Father, we offer you thanks and praise for the blessings of our community, those who have led us in the past, and those who have accepted the challenge to lead us on this day. Give us patience and understanding as we set aside our personal interests and serve for the good of those that we have been called to serve. Accept our thoughts and words, in your name we pray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Recognitions for this morning, and that's going to be item 24-0103. We're going to do a proclamation for Child Abuse Prevention Month. If I could get a representative from the police department to come down as well. And then if Rosalind Mendoza and Missy Brewer are here. Wonderful. Deputy Kutra. Okay. Whereas child abuse and neglect is a complex and continuing problem in our society, affecting over 3 million children annually nationwide, and whereas there is no test of a society more important than the status and treatment of its children, and whereas the Child Protection Center works to prevent child abuse and to protect and treat children affected by child abuse with the hope of creating a community in which every child is free and safe from child abuse, and urge all citizens to be aware of and involved with the local and national programs which provide ongoing protection of our children. Now, therefore, I, Nick Pesciotta, Mayor of the City of Venice, on behalf of the Venice City Council, do hereby proclaim the month of April to be Child Abuse Prevention Month in the City of Venice.
We just want to say thank you so much for proclaiming April as National Child Abuse Prevention Month. We truly could not do what we do without the support of all of you guys in our community. So we just want to say thank you so much. If you would like to learn more about the Child Protection Center, you can visit us at cpcsarasota.org. Thank you so much.
All right, next we have 24-0104, which is 5-year service award. If Stephen Behrens would come down, Kathleen Wheaton, if you'd come down. And then, of course, Ed, you can go ahead and do the presentation.
Morning, Mr. Behrens. And Director Wheaton. Stephen Behrens, originally from Naperville, Illinois, in the Chicago area, Steve moved to the west coast of Florida a week before his sophomore year. Steve attended Charlotte High School, where he met his wife, Joanna. Steve pitched for the Tarpons baseball team, no surprise, and remains a big baseball fan. After graduation, he attended the University of South Florida to study engineering. While he was in college, Steve obtained his CDL license and drove buses the university transportation system. When you hear about his family, you'll understand why that bus license may be useful. Steve graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in Civil Engineering from USF, started working as an engineer in a consulting firm in Punta Gorda, recently passed his professional engineering exam, will soon be a practicing PE. Congratulations for that. Steve joined the city because he and his wife Joanna wanted to live somewhere near the beach and work on projects that improve his community. Steve is youngest of four children. Steve and his wife were high school sweethearts and currently have four boys, David 4, twins Casey and Will 3, and Silas almost 1. We're betting that he won't stop having children until they have a daughter. Need that CDL license. When he's not working, Steve enjoys spending time with his family, going to the beach and working on landscaping at Couples South Venice home. I know that because yesterday he went to pick up the hedge clippers to do some practicing in his in-laws. Thank you, Stephen, for your dedication and hard work over the past 5 years. We look forward to watching your career and family grow in the future. So that's the text, but I got to say that Stephen is a really important part of our engineering team. Kathleen can attest to that. He's really a hard worker and really dedicated, and we really appreciate your expertise and your part of the engineering team and more to the extent part of our city. So congratulations on 5 years.
And I just want to say we really appreciate Steve. He adds a lot of expertise in stormwater to our department and also a lot of humor. So we really enjoy having him be part of our team. Unfortunately, his beautiful family is not here with him today. But he has a lovely family, and we really enjoy having him here at the City Engineering Department.
Thank you, Mr. LaValle. Thank you, Mayor, Council. Kathleen, thank you. When I first decided I was going to do this to speak, I thought I'd say, oh, I'll keep it very short, it's my 5 year, and I would make a very short speech, which was a haiku. I wrote you all a haiku. But I thought better, and I do want to say something genuine about my appreciation for the city. During my time here, I went through a particularly challenging time. And while the Venice, Florida municipal government may not be the number one thing on my list of what helped me through, but it is definitely on the list. I have really enjoyed working here. It's been a pleasure serving the citizens of Venice and working in such a beautiful place. It's been a privilege. Of course, the people I work with too, the employees here at the City of Venice, they get a shout out in every one of these, but I'll echo the sentiment. I am quite fond of you all. That's it. I've said my piece. Thank you. I don't want to keep you any longer from Misty. I know that you all are looking forward to that. So, thank you.
So before we get started with swearing-ins, I just want to let everyone know, if you have family, friends, anybody who's going to come up with you for the swearing-in, just come up when we call that individual. I'm not going to announce everyone because there's plenty of people that I don't know their names. So we're going to start with swearing-in Misty. So if we could get the chiefs, the clerk, and Mr. LaValle down here, we will begin the swearing-in process.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States and of the State of Florida, that I am duly qualified to hold my position under the Constitution of the state, and that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of fire station dog, of which I am now about to enter. So help me God.
Practice all this, and then of course it doesn't work in front of the group. Come here. Sit. Sit. Hey, sit. Good girl. Paul. Hey.
She's definitely going to be a firefighter.
Yeah. Just start with Mayor, Council, and Mr. LaValle, wherever there he is. So I want to thank you, really appreciate this. This is a big project for our fire department. Firefighters, first responders, our paramedics, EMTs, firefighters, they are three times more likely to develop mental problems, PTSD, through their career. So she is just a puzzle piece of trying to fix that problem nationwide for our first responders. So she came from an organization called Canine for Warriors. She was completely free. They donated her to us. What they do is they train therapy dogs for PTSD for veterans. So when the dog, for some reason, has a little change, they do what is called a career change, and so they do station dogs for police stations and fire stations. And again, so she was donated to us from them. So she is a certified therapy dog. And her main objective, her only goal, is to be at the fire station. And when the guys come back from a really bad call, she's there to just give them hugs, kisses, and just be loving, to take their mind away from what they might have just seen. So again, really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to care and to alleviate the problems that our first responders do go through.
Now we will move into swearing in firefighter paramedic Ashley Henry. Of course, I still have everybody up here.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend
the Constitution and government.
The Constitution and government
of the United States.
Of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified.
To
hold my position.
To hold my position
Under the Constitution of the State.
Under the Constitution of the State.
And that I will well and faithfully.
That I will well and faithfully.
Perform the duties.
Perform the duties.
A firefighter paramedic.
A firefighter paramedic.
On which I.
On which I.
Am now about to enter.
Which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Next, we're going to do the swearing-in of firefighter EMT Scott DeBruhl, Cord Webb, and Elizabetta Zinkoff.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government
of
the United States and of the state of Florida that I am duly qualified to hold my position under the Constitution of the state and that I will well and faithfully
perform the duties
of firefighter EMT
of which I
am now about to enter so help me God congratulations.
Paramedic. If we can get Timothy Dankel, come on down.
Okay, after me.
I, Timothy Dankel.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government
of the United States
and of the state of Florida
That I am duly qualified.
That I am duly qualified.
To hold my position.
To hold my position.
Under the Constitution.
Under the Constitution.
Of the state.
Of the state.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Perform the duties.
Perform the duties.
Of paramedic.
Of paramedic.
On which I.
On which I.
Am now about to enter.
Am now about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Comforting to know that literally in just 2 years we'll be celebrating our 100th year in existence of our fire department. And if you stop just to take a moment to look at where we've been, where we have a 1926 American LaFrance engine that has, you know, been so restored by Earl Midlum, and our council members take time out of their day just to make sure that that piece of history is preserved for our city of Venice, to where we currently are now in our EMS system, where you can literally FaceTime a doctor in the comfort of your own home. And when I look at the future of what we saw today and where our department is going, it's just it truly is a blessing. And it's just fascinating to see what our department has done. And it really is because of the support of our citizens, our mayor and council, and our city manager. So from the bottom of our hearts, thank you for what you do. And thank you so much for our crews that day in, day out, truly grind. Thank you.
Okay. We will go ahead and break until 9:35 so everyone can get photos and congratulations.